Thank you, Damian, and good afternoon. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza is stepping down as the city's chief executive officer after 4 years on the job. In his letter of resignation, Mendoza said he'll be retiring July 7th and will be helping the city to find his replacement. Mendoza has been city manager since 2010 when he was appointed to replace Dan Houser. Randy Mendoza has been a career police officer, having been chief of police for 7 years before moving to the city manager job. Mendoza recommended a special committee to choose his replacement. He also promised to be aggressively working for the city until his final day. Sheriff's deputies arrested three men in connection with a series of burglaries committed in Arcata and Eureka over the past week. Joshua Buchanan, Cameron Payne, and Jeremiah Hoyt were all taken into custody and booked on numerous charges, including burglary and drug possession. The men are accused of breaking into two Eureka residences and one Arcata residence and stealing electronics, weapons, and other valuables. Deputies were led to Buchanan after a safe stolen during one of the burglaries was located near his parents' home in Eureka. He was found in King Salmon along with Payne, and both men were found with stolen items and heroin. Hoyt was found later and taken into custody. Deputies recovered most of the stolen items, but some of them had been sold to pawn shops, and so you can contact the sheriff's office for more information. Law enforcement agencies across the county are searching for 24-year-old Lance Bogner and 24-year-old Christina Higgins, who are wanted by the Eureka Police Department, the Arcata Police Department, and the Sheriff's Department. The pair are suspects in an assault and robbery in McKinleyville, a vehicle pursuit in Arcata, and physical altercation and separate vehicle pursuit in Eureka. The pair managed to evade Eureka police on Sunday afternoon and then Arcata police early Monday morning. They were last seen in Arcata following the assault and robbery incident in McKinleyville on Monday afternoon. Anyone with information about Bogner or Higgins is asked to contact authorities. In response to the death of Father Eric Freed, St. Joseph Hospital is sponsoring a group to help in the grieving process. Father Freed was killed New Year's Day by an intruder at the church. The group of peer counselors is being managed by Frank and Judy Weber of St. Bernard's Church, but it's intended for anyone who has lost someone close. Frank Weber was deacon at the church where Father Freed presided. The six-week program begins tonight at 7 o'clock in the chapel of St. Joseph Hospital and is open to anyone, regardless of faith. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Schools District is considering a potential bond measure that would help fund repairs to the district's aging infrastructure. The measure would be placed on the November 2014 ballot and has already received strong support from voters within the district. Superintendent Fred Van Vleck explains the process of adding the measure to the ballot.
The way it works is the board has to take official action by resolution to get it on the bond sometime by the end of July. And so that would be the time when it would be official, yes, we are putting it on the ballot, would be when the board takes that resolution.
Van Vleck reiterated the importance of the measure, providing an example of infrastructure that needs improvement.
The plumbing system inside the gymnasium is very old, and it's really lived its useful life. And what can happen right now, and we're not sure if this is going to happen tomorrow, or maybe on the outside 5 years from now, that system is going to fail. And we have to come up with $800,000 right then and there to fix that system. And the problem is that we're not in a situation where we can afford to do that if it was to fail tomorrow.
In a recent survey, 63% of district voters would support a local education bond measure, with respondents placing importance on upgrading job training classrooms and technology. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.